Alan Turing, the subject of a movie played by Benedict Cumberbatch and one of the pioneers of modern computing, will soon appear on Britain's 50-pound note. Turing's work on code breaking during World War II was depicted in the 2014 movie The Imitation Game. We're going to talk a little bit more about his selection. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Sky News reporter Enda Brady in London. And it's always great to talk to you. Talk a little bit about the selection process for this.
Well, this was open to the British public, and they nominated lots of people. There was a short list of 12, and the other front runner, really, was Professor Stephen Hawking. And when it came down to it, when all the votes were cast and the committee had a look at everything, pretty much it was between Turing and Hawking, and they've gone for Alan Turing. And it is a wonderful selection by all accounts. I mean, this man, he changed the face of the world. He was a mathematician. He was a scientist. People see him as the forerunner of computer science and artificial intelligence. But this was a guy who broke codes in World War II, and he had an extremely troubled private life. He was a gay man. He was prosecuted for being gay, for being homosexual, and the British establishment came down on him. You know, massively, he ended up being prosecuted, chemically castrated, and at the age of 41, he took his own life. So all these decades later, Alan Turing is being honoured in the best manner possible. The 50-pound note, as of 2021, will feature his face. He will be part of British currency, British life, and his legacy will live on.
As Patty referenced in our lead-in to you, there was that movie that many of us here in the States saw with Benedict Cumberbatch, with Imitation Game, if I'm remembering correctly. Did that depict what you Brits know of Alan Turing very well?
Yeah, precisely. You know, I think the younger generation will be wondering, who is this man? Why is he going to be on our currency? And what did he do to achieve this acclaim? But quite simply, the Britain we live in today is far, far better off for having had Alan Turing here in the 40s and 50s. He was a phenomenal human being. He was extremely intelligent. He broke codes. He helped win World War II. He played a pivotal role in the development of early computers. And he was pretty much punished, let's be honest about it, by the police, by the state, by the British establishment for being a gay man. You know, he was convicted of what they termed back then as gross indecency, and all he did was he was involved in a relationship with another man. He has been posthumously pardoned by the Queen. He has been honoured, and now he has the greatest legacy possible. He will live on forever on the back of the 50-pound note. But quite simply, the Britain we have today, the Britain we cherish, we love, the freedoms we have, they would not be here were it not for Alan Turing.
Who's on the 50-pound note, and how did he or she get bumped off?
Yeah, so this is an ongoing situation, and they've been looking at notes over the years. The 5-pound note Winston Churchill now graces. The one criticism is that there simply aren't enough women on any of the currencies. The Queen is on the back of every note and every coin. But this is a huge step forward today. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, they could have found a woman to kind of balance things out. But in all honesty, Alan Turing deserves this. This was a guy who put himself, you know, sacrificed himself for this country, and when it came down to it, this country prosecuted him for being a gay man, and now he pretty much is going to live forever.
Enda, thanks for making time for us as always. Enda Brady, of course, reports for Sky News based in London.